confess that church to the Word of God, because I don't know of a biblical church in America. Pentecostal faith is a lot of false
traditions. Like the, you heard me preaching, like the pagan holidays, and
yeah,
like all.
I don't believe in Easter either.
Yeah, but here's the thing: if you're part of it, and you go there and you sing and you pray and you're united to them, you're united to their sin. Yeah. The women don't cover their heads like the Bible teaches, okay? Yeah, see, you know that. They're keeping pagan holidays. A lot of the people are probably worldly and they're watching sports and movies and entertainment. Yeah. And so I would encourage you to go a lot deeper. See, if you really are born of Jesus, you're going to conform your whole life. How you act, talk, dress, live, everything is going to conform to God's word. And that church isn't going to take you to that place. They're going to keep you like them and like the culture. And in order to be of Christ, you got to come out. And Jesus said you must worship in spirit and truth.
It says come out and leave the world.
No, we have to, but the churches haven't. You're just admitting that they're a lot like the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, so really need to ponder that. My website, if you go online, don'tperish.com, I don't want your money for free. I don't take anybody's money. Yeah. Go and study. I got a 10-point test. And when you study and you compare your Pentecostal church with the pulpit and one pastor and a lot of feminization and even the gospel they don't preach or proclaim biblically, because they're not calling you to true repentance, they're not calling you out of the world, they're not calling you to forsake this life, they're part of the culture, that's not proof that you're of God. See, if you're of God, the Spirit's in you, and you know where the Holy Spirit's always going to lead you? To lies and sin or to holiness? He can lead you to holiness, right?
Mm-hmm.
So ponder all of that. And then if you need help, email me. I'd love to help you and encourage you to go a lot deeper. I like your enthusiasm for the Lord. I don't want to discourage that. But what I do want to do is, Jesus said that the truth sanctifies us in John 17:17. So the truth, because if the truth sanctifies us, can we walk in a bunch of error and lies and be sanctified?
Mm-mm.
No, we got to walk in the truth. So you test my website out. I'd love to hear from you. What was your first name?
David.
I'm James. That was my wife, Debbie.
Okay.
Well, she's in there. You contact me, and I'd love to encourage you to go much deeper. The Pentecostal church is not the true body of Christ.
Mm-mm.
It's not. Neither is the Baptists or the Mormons. I had to rebuke Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah,
they're a cult.
I was raised Mormon, and my mama, man, me and her, we bump.
Oh yeah,
we always bump.
They're cults.
Man, but we bump heads like.
If you would study, if you would study the Word of God and test everything, I'm telling you, Easter's coming. Mm-hmm. Easter Sunday, God never ordained that. Jesus didn't even rise on a Sunday; he rose on Saturday.
Yep.
He didn't die on Friday. He died 3 days earlier on Wednesday. I have articles on all that at my teaching blog. They're teaching you.
Read it.
Yeah, they teach you a bunch of lies. I want you to have the truth. You test it out and you let me know if I could ever help you.
All right.
I appreciate your enthusiasm. Don't lose your enthusiasm for the Lord. But what I want you to do is go into the scriptures and study and test and go, wait a minute. This church system doing a bunch of false ways. How can that be of Jesus? Jesus said in Mark 7, if you keep a bunch of man-made traditions, like these things we're talking about, he said, it's okay, I just overlook it all and it's fine. No, he said you worship God in vain.
All right.
You worship God in vain. So you must keep the truth.
All right.
It's there for you. That's why I put it out there, all right?
God bless you.
Yeah, let me know.
I got you called.
Yeah, let me know how I can help you. You send me an email. I'd love to help you go much deeper in the truth.
All right.
God be praised. We love you.